I warned you not to fall in love. You might get hurt. So you replied, don't live. You might die. You told me to hold you tight. I won't break, you said. But you did. In my dreams, I still run my world over your skin. And we still talk in tongues. And I still fill your mouth with meanings. I still hold you while you remember how to shiver, how to moan. And when the imprint of your passion was no longer visible on my skin, your essence evaporated like scent from an open bottle. I promised that the truth of my stories would not leave you asking, that afterwards you would lie by my side and slowly read me for a second time. We painted pictures of snow angels with fistfuls of sheets, writhing and squirming on a blanket of starlight. In your eyes I rise triumphant, higher than the heavens, only to be cast out, a fallen angel, overdosed on sentiment and pride. Strange, that mirrored in me you say you see a man with a child in his eyes. In yours, I can see the child who never was, adrift on an ocean of bitter tears, a sorrowful orphan of opportunities lost, rocking the boat, the petulant boy who never grew up. A promise, you said, was all you wanted. And in return you promised to be nothing more than a whisper. A promise that I will never forget you. Tell me, I changed you in some sweet way. Tell me, I made you better or maybe worse. Tell me, I showed you how to laugh or how to cry when you thought you couldn't cry anymore. Losing you was hard enough. A hurt like this must mean something. Anything but emptiness. Fill my memories with your perfect imperfections. Etched on my heart. Delicate as frosted glass. Ephemeral as whispers on a mirror. Strange. Every time I fall in love, I give something of myself away. Jigsaw pieces, shattered dreams, reasons and regrets. A kaleidoscope of tears and joy until none of me remains. Is it so strange to find that I stand once more in the playground of the broken hearts? Sometimes the worst prison you can be in is your own head. One more experience, one more free entry, a VIP pass with frequent fallout privileges. Strange. When we kissed, a memory of hearts chalked on that playground wall. They melted in the soft summer rain you called angel's tears. Again, the heady aroma of cherry blossom tumbling in the market square. Do you remember what you said? Confetti in our hair. And later, under the glowing tongues of candles, I heard you whisper in my ear, I can hear your heart. You breathed life and love into my mouth. And you can't breathe love unless you have inhaled a little bit of chaos. It's a strange contradiction. It had to end, we both knew it. Neither of us spoke, too tongue-tied and lip-locked to breathe sense into each other. Completely and utterly love-drunk, wide-eyed and legless. I was ensnared by the taste of your laugh in my mouth, How do they do it? The ones who make love without love, who come willingly to such beautiful agony without loving the ones who come with them. True beauty is allowing yourself to be vulnerable to words that touch your soul. In knowing this, you will love again the stranger who was yourself. For if you cannot love yourself, you have no chance of ever loving another. She said I made her life strange and exciting, that loving me was some exquisite self-destruction. I am stronger for having known you, she said. But you never really knew me, did you? Strange.